Hello, my name is Mike Talley. I'm an employee plans revenue agent based in Dallas, Texas. I will be discussing the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, interim guidelines called computation of maximum loan amount under Internal Revenue Code Section 72P2 Cap A revised, which were issued on July 26, 2017. Let me start by giving you some background and then talk about these guidelines. IRS employee plans received requests from industry stakeholders, such as plan sponsors and their representatives, to clarify how they should apply the limits under Internal Revenue Code Section 72P when a qualified retirement plan participant has multiple loans from the plan. In response to these requests, the IRS first issued interim guidance on April 20, 2017, but then made some minor clarifications and reissued them on July 26, 2017. A qualified retirement plan like a 401k, 403b, or a profit-sharing plan is not required to allow plan participant loans. The plan sponsor, however, may allow participants to borrow from their plan accounts by specifically allowing loans in the written plan document and making sure the loans meet the requirements of Internal Revenue Code Section 72P. Otherwise, the amount of the loan is treated as a distribution, and the participant generally must pay taxes on the distributed amount. The general rule of Section 72P1 is that a loan from a plan will be treated as a distribution to the participant, but Section 72P2 Cap A provides a notable exception. This section says a loan is not a distribution if the plan loan amount, when added to the outstanding balance of all loans to the same participant, does not exceed the lesser of $50,000 reduced by any excess of the highest outstanding balance of loans during the one-year period ending on the day before the date on which such loan was made over the outstanding balance of loans on the date on which such loan was made, or the greater of half the present value of the vested accrued benefit, or $10,000. Well, that's a mouthful. Let's break this down and discuss an example of how it works when a participant wants to take out more than one loan. Under Section 72P2 Cap A I, if a participant's vested account balance is $100,000 or more, and the initial loan is $50,000 or less, the participant generally may take out another loan within a one-year period if the total amount of all loans doesn't exceed $50,000. But this $50,000 amount is reduced, first, by any outstanding loan balance, and, second, by the excess of the highest outstanding balance of loans during the one-year period ending the day before the second loan is made over the outstanding balance on the date of the second loan. That is still a mouthful, so let me show how this works using an example and then apply the guidelines to this example. Assume that a plan participant, let's call him Bob, had a vested account balance in your company's profit sharing plan of $120,000. Assume that Bob borrowed $30,000 on February of 2017. And fully repaid this loan in April of 2017. Also assume that Bob borrowed another $20,000 in May of 2017 and repaid this second loan in full in July of 2017. If Bob applies for a third loan in December, your plan's administrator may determine that no further loan would be available because $30,000 plus $20,000, the total of Bob's first and second loans in the current year, equals $50,000. Alternatively, the plan administrator may identify the highest outstanding balance as $30,000, assuming interest was timely paid, the amount of Bob's first loan in 2017, and permit the third loan in the amount of $20,000. The guidelines explains how the IRS would view your plan's approval or denial of Bob's third loan request during an audit. Using these guidelines, if your plan was audited by the IRS and the IRS agent reviewed Bob's loans, the agent would accept either your plan administrator's denial of Bob's third loan request or the allowance of a $20,000 loan if your plan administrator consistently applied the same method to all multiple loan requests and followed all the other Internal Revenue Code Section 72P requirements. Examples of other requirements include level amortization, loan repayment within 5 years, and all other loan requirements as stated in the plan document. To find information on these requirements, read the Retirement Plan's FAQs regarding loans on IRS.gov. Just to follow up on some questions we've received, the July 26, 2017 revised guidelines made minor changes to clarify the initial April 20, 2017 guidelines. For example, they clarified that a loan that violates the requirements of Internal Revenue Code Section 72P is treated as a distribution, but is not an actual distribution from the plan. They eliminated the sentence, "At this time, the law does not clearly preclude either computation of the highest outstanding loan balance in the above example." It made other minor editorial changes. The July 26, 2017 guidelines will be incorporated into the Internal Revenue Manual 4.71.1. Thank you for your time today.